欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike， 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起聊聊在跨国企业中如何应对不同的文化，看看如何表达毫无概念，还要告诉你怎么说本能。
Yeah, I went through major culture shock when I first went to China. People kept asking me about my salary. I mean, we almost never ask someone about that in the West.
Yeah, money is an acceptable topic in daily conversation among some Asian cultures. It took me a good 2 years to get used to American customs as well. First of all, hugging! Americans love to hug, but it kind of creeps me out.
Okay, we will run out of time for the show if we keep talking about this. Why don't we start our class first, and then we will discuss some more cultural differences later in the show.
好主意，同学们，我们赶快先来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Instinct. Instinct is spelled I-N-S-T-I-N-C-T. Instinct.
Instinct 是本能、直觉的意思。
Survival instinct
生存本能。
Animal instinct
动物本能。
The offer was too good to be true. My instincts told me it must be a scam.
这事儿简直好的令人难以置信。我的直觉告诉我，这一定是个骗局。龙卷风来袭前，俄克拉荷马州的一个妈妈毅然决定不让孩子藏在衣橱里，开车出去避难。结果呢，幸免于难，回来时房子已被夷为平地。
Her maternal instincts saved her kids and herself.
她的母性直觉救了孩子的命，也救了她自己的命。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Instinct, instinct, instinct.
I gotta say, sometimes your instincts are the best thing you can rely on.
I mean, you're a good judge of character, so your gut feeling about a person is usually right. But for me, it's a different story.
Well, that's why we're friends. I can always help you out for a small fee.
Ah, I was wondering when the real Yang Lin was going to come out.
Actually, there's only one rule to judging characters. When something seems too good to be true, it must be fake or a scam. It applies to both things and people.
Yeah, I guess. I just have a very trusting personality. I always choose to look on the bright side and trust everybody.
Okay, okay. Let's stop this overflow of self-esteem. 我们赶快从吹牛大王这逃走，接着来听美国习惯用语吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第845讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
大家肯定都听过鸟叫，英语里形容鸟叫的象声词是
tweet, T-W-E-E-T, tweet。
你知道吗？现在有个网站叫做
Twitter,
可以用电脑或是手机在上面发送字数不超过140个字的短信。我也是最近才从年轻同事那里知道这个网站的，但还是不知道具体要怎么操作。今天我们要学习的习惯用语恰恰可以用来形容这种情况，那就是
Not know beans about. Beans is spelled B-E-A-N-S. Not know beans about.
说一个人 not know beans about 一件事情，意思就是对一件事情一无所知，毫无概念。就拿我来说吧，如果你让我上网 tweet 你，那我简直就是丈二的和尚，摸不着头脑，因为
I do not know beans about it.
奥巴马夫妇入主白宫后，第一夫人米歇尔多次成为头版新闻。就在前不久，她在白宫开垦了一个菜园子，让我们听听下面这篇报道是怎么说的。
First Lady Michelle Obama recently started a vegetable garden at the White House. It's a reflection of the many gardens that are sprouting up in backyards across the country. Even Americans who don't know beans about farming are trying it. Soon enough, these absolute beginners are enjoying their own delicious and healthy produce.
报道说，第一夫人米歇尔·奥巴马最近在白宫开了个菜园。眼下这样的菜园子在全美各地像雨后春笋一样纷纷出现，就连对种植一窍不通的美国人也跃跃欲试。 没过多久，这些初次务农的人就能够尝到自己种出来的可口健康的水果和蔬菜了。
我和老公就是从去年开始种菜的，去年第一次尝试。
We did not know beans about it.
所以只种了西红柿、黄瓜和韭菜，结果大丰收。你还别说，自己种的菜味道就是不一样，又有利于环保，绝对是一举两得。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
First Lady Michelle Obama recently started a vegetable garden at the White House. It's a reflection of the many gardens that are sprouting up in backyards across the country. Even Americans who don't know beans about farming are trying it. Soon enough, these absolute beginners are enjoying their own delicious and healthy produce.
常听人说爱情可以战胜一切，真是这样吗？听听下面这个例子，你就会得出答案。
When Brenda was first introduced to Jack, she was intimidated by his knowledge. When it came to his field, astrophysics, she frankly didn't know beans. But over several dates, she fell in love with his enthusiasm for galaxies and electromagnetism. It's amazing how much she understands now.
这个人说，布兰达第一次经人介绍跟杰克认识的时候，杰克的博学多才让他有些无地自容。对于杰克研究的天文物理学，布兰达可以说是一无所知。但是几次约会下来，他就被杰克对宇宙和电磁的热情折服了。现在他懂得越来越多，简直不可思议。
有趣的是 ，not know beans 的另外一种说法是 not know Jack。因此在上面这个例子里，我们可以说对于天文物理学
Brenda doesn't know Jack，
这里面的 Jack 指的就不是 Jack 这个人了。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
When Brenda was first introduced to Jack, she was intimidated by his knowledge. When it came to his field, astrophysics, she frankly didn't know beans.But over several dates, she fell in love with his enthusiasm for galaxies and electromagnetism. It's amazing how much she understands now.
大家也许会问，为什么要说 beans, 豆子呢？或许恰恰是因为豆子小，微不足道吧。这个习惯用语早在19世纪早期就已经出现，一直沿用到今天。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Modern technology has been developing so fast. I remember just a year ago when my friends introduced me to WeChat. No one knew beans about it. But today,Everyone in China is using it.
That's true. All this modern technology makes the world a smaller place. International businesses are everywhere.
True, but it's also a big challenge to understand how all these different cultures interact in the business world and in your daily life.
In today's business etiquette, we will go through some tips about how to interact with your customers from different countries. Let's check it out.
礼节美语
Jim 和 Emily 是一家跨国公司从中国聘用的新雇员。公司人事部的 Paul 对他们进行文化差异的培训。
Hello and good morning. I'm Paul Higgins and I've been asked to help prep all of you for your new positions.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's get right down to business, shall we? Each of you will be traveling to business meetings, attending fairs and exhibitions, as well as receiving clients from abroad. It's therefore very important that you make a good impression.Let's start with how to greet people.
Paul 自我介绍以后马上展开培训。
Get right down to business.
Paul 说的
To prep someone for his or her new position.
指的是就职以前的培训。作为跨国公司雇员要经常出去开会、参展、接待外国客户，因此给别人的第一印象非常重要。
It's important to make a good impression. Yes, Emily.
Why do some Europeans kiss each other when they say hello? I've even seen men kiss each other.
Yes, in some places in Europe, such as France, people do give each other a light kiss on the cheek. It's considered friendly and is not sexual in any way.
But Americans wouldn't do that, would they?
No, it's highly unlikely that an American would offer a kiss.
欧洲人见面喜欢在脸颊上蜻蜓点水地亲一下。
A light kiss on the cheek.
那美国人呢？Paul说
It's highly unlikely that an American would offer a kiss.
就是说美国人几乎绝对不可能这样做。
But Americans seem to like to hug each other frequently.
That's true. In recent years, it has become more popular to hug. But usually it's people who have met before and perhaps haven't seen each other in a while that might hug. At a first meeting, a hug would be very unlikely.
Hugs kind of creep me out. I don't really like to be touched by strangers.
美国人似乎很喜欢拥抱。Paul 解释说，其实只有很久不见的熟人才会彼此拥抱。初次见面一般不会。Emily 说她不喜欢陌生人碰她。
Hugs kind of creep me out.
拥抱让她浑身不自在。
Fair enough. I'd say hugging is not usually appropriate in a business situation. Some people are a bit overly friendly. But if the person initiates it, I'd recommend you grit your teeth and go along with it. Otherwise, people might think you are rude.
So...The same rule would apply to getting a kiss from a European. If they initiate it, just go along and be friendly, right?
Yes. As the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. In other words, follow the local customs.
Paul 也承认拥抱并不适合商业场合，但有些人确实会 over-friendly, 过分友好。在这种情况下，他建议员工
To grit your teeth and go along with it.
咬咬牙，硬着头皮去硬核。
Grit is spelled G-R-I-T.
常言说
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
要入乡随俗。
Paula 说，欧洲人呢喜欢 a light kiss on the cheek， 见面时行亲吻礼，而美国人呢则更喜欢 hug， 拥抱。他说，有些人确实 over-friendly， 过于热情。但是如果在商业场合 ,you have to grit your teeth and go along with it. 得咬咬牙硬着头皮去迎合。
Yep, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
没错入乡随俗。So, Mike, what was the biggest culture shock you encountered when you were in China?
That would have to be how Chinese girls behave around each other. You know, Chinese girls like to walk hand in hand or feed each other food. In America, girls would never, ever do that unless they were a couple.So, that always confused me, until a friend set me straight.
没错没错，这倒是真的。而且啊，东西方文化中还有很多谈话的禁忌呢，也是不同的。我们接着来听 Paula 是怎么说的。
礼节美语。
Jim 和 Emily 是一家跨国公司从中国聘用的新雇员。公司人事部的 Paul 对他们进行文化差异的培训。Emily 说
I know that we will be expected to chat and make small talks with our customers, but I'm worried I'm going to put my foot in my mouth.
There are a couple of topics that are considered no-nos in Western culture. It's best to avoid discussions on politics, religion, and money.
Why is religion a sensitive topic?
聊天 to chat, 也可以说 to make small talk. Emily 担心跟客户聊天的时候会
To put my foot in my mouth.
意思是说话不得体，讲错话。Paul 说，在西方文化中，确实有一些话题是
No-nos.
最好不要涉及的领域包括政治、宗教和金钱。宗教为什么是敏感话题呢？
Well, there are a lot of religions, and each one thinks very differently. Overall, it's an area that could cause trouble, so it's best to stay away from it.
When I visited Italy last year, I noticed a sign at a church asking people to remove their hats. Why is this necessary?
In some religious centers, it's considered impolite to wear hats. Many Western people also think you should remove your hat when dining or in a more formal setting.
Paul 解释说，不同宗教信仰的人如果话不投机，就很容易出问题。
So it's best to stay away from it.
所以最好远离这个话题。 Jim 问，为什么意大利有的教堂要大家摘掉帽子？Paul 解释说，某些宗教认为戴帽子很不礼貌。
It's considered impolite to wear hats.
而且在西方，正式场合和饭局一般都要把帽子摘下来。
You said money is off limits as well. Can you explain?
In some parts of Asia, discussing salary amounts or how much you paid for something is an acceptable conversation topic. But in the West, people get very uncomfortable when discussing money.
That makes sense. Money can be a tricky subject.
金钱也是 off limits. 禁区。在亚洲某些地方，工资收入可以是聊天的话题，但是在西方，问别人赚多少钱，往往会让人觉得不舒服。所以说
,money can be a tricky subject.
Okay, a couple more important points. In some Asian societies, when you meet someone and you notice they have put on weight, you might say, hey, you've gained weight. But in the West, it's almost never appropriate to comment on someone's appearance.
But why?It's not a criticism, it's just an observation.
In the West, it is viewed as a criticism. So don't comment on age or weight.
I think it's best to simply say, you look well.
Yes, that would be perfect. Thank you all for your attention, and we will meet again next week.
还有一点至关重要，见面千万别说你发福了。
That's a no-no.
西方人几乎从来不讨论别人的外表，还有年龄。
Don't comment on age or weight.
一定要记住哦。
Emily 担心跟客户聊天的时候会 put my foot in my mouth， 意思是说话不得体。Paula 说，在聊天的时候不要涉及宗教、金钱和政治。It's best to stay away from it。而且 don't comment on age or weight， 不要评价别人的外表还有年龄。But Mike.I always comment when you gain any weight.
Yeah. Now you know, it's considered very inappropriate in Western society.
But it's common to comment on other people's appearance in China, like, you seem to have put on a little bit of weight recently, Mike.
You little...
it's culture difference, so you can't blame it on me. 好了，同学们，我们接着来听下面的 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
runner-up, runner-up. Runner is spelled R-U-N-N-E-R, runner, and up, U-P, up, runner-up.
Runner-up, 比赛里的第二名。
Jason came in as the runner-up in the 200-meter hurdles.
Jason 在200米跨栏中名列第二。在美国国家地理小蜜蜂比赛中
12-year-old Southwick Karnick got all five questions right in his one-on-one duel with the runner-up to clinch the title.
12岁的卡尔尼克在跟亚军的一对一对决中五道问题全部答对，赢得冠军头衔。
American Idol Season 12 runner-up Cree Harrison says that she has no regrets about her time on the show.
美国偶像第十二季亚军克里·哈里森说，参加这个节目的全过程她没有一丝遗憾。好的。今天我们学习的词是
runner up, runner up, runner up.
In the competition between you and me, you're always the runner up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, Yonglin. Remember that time when we had the president of the show election and you just ignored the results because you lost? I still have the evidence. I think someone's number is up.
Oh, you just mentioned a very good idiom. Somebody's number is up. Let's check it out first.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第846讲。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
在美国，一到星期五，很多公司里的员工都会轮流带多纳圈到办公室跟同事们分享。我们办公室也不例外。老实说，我本人并不喜欢多纳圈，太甜。而且离我家最近的一家多纳圈专卖店开车20分钟才能到，很不方便。你猜明天轮到谁带多纳圈？没错，又轮到我了。这倒让我想起一个有趣的习惯用语，叫做
Somebody's number is up. Number is spelled N-U-M-B-E-R. Somebody's number is up.
Somebody's number is up. 这个习惯用语的意思是气数已尽，要倒霉了。就好比我虽然自己并不喜欢吃多纳圈，而且又要绕道去买，但是轮到我了，没办法。在这种情况下就可以说
My number is up。
不过跟下面例子里这些人相比，我恐怕还算是幸运的。我们一起听下面这段话。
We knew to expect another round of layoffs, so I had a bad feeling when my coworker got called in to meet with the boss. Sure enough, his number was up. He and five other associates were given 1 hour to clean out their desks and turn in their office IDs. I'm just lucky I still have my position.
这个人说，我们都知道还要裁一批人，所以我的同事被老板叫去谈话，我就有一种很不好的预感。果不其然，轮到他倒霉了。他和另外五个人被要求在一个小时内整理好自己的东西，交还工作证件。我的运气还不错，至今还有工作。
现在经济不景气，谁都可能会丢饭碗。我的一个朋友就很担心，她老公如果在3个月之内找不到新工作的话
，Their number will be up，
他们就要惨了。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
We knew to expect another round of layoffs, so I had a bad feeling when my coworker got called in to meet with the boss. Sure enough, his number was up.He and five other associates were given 1 hour to clean out their desks and turn in their office IDs. I'm just lucky I still have my position.
不过也不是所有人都这么倒霉。比如说我的邻居 Judy Allen 就刚刚当选连任了市议员。我们一起来听听下面这段政治评论。
Judy Allen's re-election to the city council confirms that her number isn't up yet. It's true that she may have made some political enemies in her first term, but the majority of voters still felt she did a good job. And what they want now is to see her build on her success.
这个人说， Judy Allen 当选连任市议员说明她的政治生涯还没有走到尽头。不错，他在第一个任期内确实树了一些政敌，但是大多数选民还是觉得他干得不错。他们希望他能在成功的基础上再接再厉。
我的另外一个邻居可就没这么走运了。他儿子开车回家的路上跟一个醉酒开车的人撞上。按我邻居的话说，现在马路上这么多危险驾驶的司机。
You never know when your number will be up.
谁也不知道什么时候会轮到自己倒霉。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
Judy Allen's re-election to the city council confirms that her number isn't up yet. It's true that she may have made some political enemies in her first term, but the majority of voters still felt she did a good job. And what they want now is to see her build on her success.
大家也许会问，这个习惯用语是怎么来的呢？根据我的研究，这个习惯用语最早是19世纪早期出现的。Number 当时指的可能是没中的彩票上的数字。也有人说 ，Number 是指任何可以用来辨别某个人身份的数字。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
So, I guess there's no point in competing with me when you're not even in the same league.
Well, let's be friendly co-workers, you know, just be friendly one time.
all right, 同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
And I'm always the winner. See you next time.
Bye-bye.